Harper Audio presents A New Darkness by Joseph Delaney, performed by Thomas Judd, Claire Corbett and Gabrielle Glaister. Chapter 1. A Mysterious Death. There was a cold draught coming from somewhere. Maybe that was making the candle flicker, casting strange shadows onto the wall at the foot of the bed. The creaky wooden floor was uneven. Perhaps that was why the door kept opening by itself, as if something invisible was trying to get in. But ordinary commonsensical explanations didn't work here. As soon as I'd walked into the bedroom, I'd known that there was something badly wrong. That's what my instincts told me, and they've rarely let me down. Without doubt, this room was haunted by somebody or something. And that's why I was here, summoned by the landlord of the inn to sort out his problem. My name is Tom Ward, and I'm the Chippenden Spook. I deal with ghosts, ghasts, boggarts, witches, and all manner of things that go bump in the night. It's a dangerous job, but someone has to do it. I walked over to the bedroom window and pulled on the sash cord to raise the lower half. It was about an hour after sunset, and the moon was already visible above the distant hills. I looked down on a large graveyard shrouded by trees, mostly drooping willows and ancient elms. In the pale moonlight, the tombstones seemed luminous, as if radiating a strange light of their own, and the elms, which cast sinister shadows, were like huge crouching beasts. This was the village of Kirkby Lonsdale, just over the county border, and although it was less than 20 miles northeast of Castor, it was an isolated place, well off the beaten track. I went downstairs, leaving the inn through the front room, where three locals drank ale by the fire. They stopped talking and turned to watch me, but not one called out a greeting. No doubt any stranger to the village would have received a similar response. Silence, curiosity, and a drawing together against the outsider. Of course, there was an additional factor at work here. I was a spook who dealt with threats from the dark, one of only a few scattered throughout the county, and although I was needed, I made people nervous. Folk often crossed over to the other side of the street to avoid me, just in case a ghost or a boggart was hovering close by, drawn by my presence. And as was the way of things in the county, by now, all the inhabitants of this isolated village would know my business here. A voice called out to me as I walked through the front door and out onto the street.
"Master Ward, a quick word in your ear."
I turned and watched the landlord approach. He was a big, hearty man with a florid face, full of forced good cheer, something that he had no doubt cultivated for the benefit of his customers. But although I was spending the night in one of his rooms, he didn't treat me like that. He showed the same impatience and superiority that I'd noted when he dealt with his staff and the man who delivered fresh casks of ale soon after I arrived. I was the hired help, and he expected a lot for his money, which annoyed me. I had changed a great deal over the past few months. A lot had happened, and I was far less patient than I used to be, and quicker to anger.
"Well?"
the landlord said, raising his eyebrows.
"What have you found out?"
I shrugged. "The room's haunted, all right, but by what, I don't know yet. Maybe you could speed things up a little by telling me everything you know. How long has this been going on?"
"Well, young man, isn't it up to you to find out the situation for yourself? I'm paying you good money, so I don't expect to have to do your job for you. I'm sure your master, God rest his soul, would have had the job done by now."
With this last sentence, the innkeeper had got to the heart of the problem. And it was his problem, not mine. John Gregory, the spook who had trained me, had died the previous year. He had been fighting to help destroy the fiend, the devil himself and ruler of the dark, who threatened to bring an age of tyranny and fear to the world. As his apprentice, I had now inherited his role and was operating as the Chippenden Spook. But, in truth, I hadn't really completed my apprenticeship and was young to be plying my trade alone like this. Over the months I'd spent working alone, I'd met quite a few people who shared this attitude. I'd learned that it was important to set them right from the outset. They had to understand that they were not dealing with a boy who was still wet behind the ears. Young though I was, I had been well taught and was good at what I did.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?